call it a rowboat.
And do you recall it a skiff? No.
No, I...
It must be a Kentucky word that came to my mind all of a sudden, a skiff. I don't know where. All right, if someone, let's say you're going to, somebody's bringing out maybe dessert after the meal and everybody has theirs and you think they've forgotten you, and you might say, well, am I going to... How would you finish that? You've forgotten me. Am I going to...
Am I slighted today? Right. Why am I slighted today?
All right, and suppose that, say, one of the grandchildren maybe is a very forgetful child, and he takes his clothes off and goes to sleep and gets up the next day and he doesn't remember where they are, and they're right there beside you, and you say, why, right?
Right there beside you. Can't you wake up?
Or if they're right close to you, you would say...
Yeah, they already left them last night when you got ready to go to bed.
Right. And if you want to tell someone says that, well, they don't believe a certain thing, and you want to tell them there aren't many people that think so, how would you say that? There are many people that think so. How would you say that?
Well, let's see a minute.
There's
a lots of people think.
All right, that way. All right, and what about, would you ever use right smart to mean a thing, an amount perhaps? Do you have this? Yes, I have right smart.
That was commonly used. You never know, I might call that just as I said. I'd pull this stuff up as they gathered one thing and another. I got a right smart of it. We'll see what we
right
got
smart. All right. And would you ever use that to mean somebody's intelligent? He's a right smart boy.
Well, I have heard that spoken, but not very much. Most of the time, they would just say that as a real bright child.
Right. All right. And. What about if you are using it to say something is a lot of fun, maybe? Would you ever say, no, probably not. Do you think any other use of right smart?
No, I don't believe I would.
You, that's not
I don't think it would be.
What about if you see a meet little boy and for some reason he's afraid, and he's afraid of you maybe, and you want to say to him, well, don't cry, I'm
your friend. I'll help look for you.
All right.
Tell me your trouble and I'll help you.
All right. And I'm not, if you were going to do something, wanted you to assure him that you didn't mean him any harm. I'm not going to, how would you say that?
I'm not going to hurt you anyway or harm you anyway.
All right. And if you said it real quickly, you'd say, don't worry about a thing. I'm
here. Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to do a thing.
That's right.
All right. What about if you're having a discussion with someone and you're disagreeing over a point and you want to see if he will admit that at least about this one thing you are right? And so would you ever say, how would you finish this? Well, at least you will agree that I'm right about this point. How would you ask him if he didn't think that? You will agree that I'm right about this at least.
Yeah, that's the way I do.
Would you say, after that, would you say, I'm right about that? Am I not? Ain't I right about that?
No? Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And what about somebody says they wish that you all would do something and you had already planned to do that. How would you say that? Well, you didn't need to ask that. We
have already planned that.
We
have already planned.
Okay. Would you using maybe going to do it anyway? How would you say that?
We were going to do that anyway.
All right.